Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the chapter summaries, Adi 14. Lord Chaitanya's childhood pastimes. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given a summary of this chapter in his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya. In the 14th chapter, there is a description of how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed his childhood pastimes, such as crawling, crying, eating dirt, and giving intelligence to his mother, favoring a Brahmana guest, riding on the shoulders of two thieves, and misleading them to Lord Chaitanya's own house, and also, on the plea of being diseased, taking prasadam in the house of Hiranya and Jagadish on the Ekadashi day. The chapter further describes how Lord Chaitanya displayed himself as a naughty boy, how, when Lord Chaitanya's mother fainted, Lord Chaitanya brought a coconut to Sachidevi on his head, how Lord Chaitanya joked with girls of the same age on the banks of the Ganges, how Lord Chaitanya accepted worshipful paraphernalia from Srimati Lakshmi Devi, how Lord Chaitanya sat down in a garbage pit and instructed his mother in transcendental knowledge, how Lord Chaitanya left the garbage pit on the order of his mother, and how Lord Chaitanya dealt with his father with full affection. Katanchana smrite yasmin dushkarang sukarang bhavet dismrite viparitam syat sri chaitanyam namami tam. Things that are very difficult to do become easy to execute if one, somehow or other, simply remembers Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But if one does not remember Lord Chaitanya, then even easy things become very difficult. To this Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I offer my respectful obeisances. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, and all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. I have thus described in brief the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared as the son of Mother Sachi Devi, exactly as Krishna appeared as the son of Mother Yashoda. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. In his book Chaitanya Chandramrita, Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati says, "One who receives a little favor from Lord Chaitanya becomes so exalted that he or she does not care even for liberation, which is sought after by many great scholars and philosophers. Similarly, a devotee of Lord Chaitanya considers residence in the heavenly planets to be a will-of-the-wisp. Such a devotee surpasses the perfection of mystic yoga power because, for such a devotee, the senses are like snakes with broken fangs. A snake is a very fearful and dangerous reptile because of its poison fangs. But if these fangs are broken, the appearance of a snake is no cause for fear. The yoga principles are meant to control the senses, but there is no scope for the senses to be like dangerous snakes for one engaged in the service of the Lord. These are the gifts of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." The Hari Bhakti Vilas confirms that difficult things become easy to understand if one remembers Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and easy things become very difficult to understand if one forgets Lord Chaitanya. We actually see that even those who are very great scientists in the eyes of the general public, cannot understand the very simple idea that life comes from life. And this is because they do not have the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They defend the false understanding that life comes from matter, although they cannot prove that this is a fact. Modern civilization, therefore, progressing on the basis of this false scientific theory, is simply creating problems to be solved by the so-called scientists. Meanwhile, the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita takes shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in order to describe the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya's appearance as a child, because one cannot write such transcendental literature by mental speculation. One who writes about the Supreme Personality of Godhead must be especially favored by Lord Chaitanya. Simply by academic qualifications, it is not possible to write such literature. Srila Narottama Das Thakur confirms this statement that now Lord Krishna, the son of Mother Yashoda, has appeared again as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, becoming the son of Mother Shachi. Vrajendra Nandana Jay Shachi Suta Hoila Shay Balaram Hoila Natai. The son of Shachi is none other than the son of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, Krishna. And Nityananda Prabhu is the very same Balaram. In the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna states, Avajananti mam mudha manushin tanum ashritam param bhavam ajananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. Only fools deride me when I descend in the human form. They do not know my transcendental nature and my supreme dominion over all that be. To execute his pastimes, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, appears on this planet or within this universe like an ordinary human being or human child. Yet God maintains his superiority as the Supreme Lord. Lord Krishna appeared as a human child, but his uncommon activities, even in his childhood, like the killing of the demon Putana or the lifting of Govardhan Hill, were not the engagements of an ordinary child. And similarly, although the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, as they will be described in this chapter, appear like the activities of a small boy, but they are uncommon pastimes, impossible for an ordinary human child to execute. Recorded September 7, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.